2.1.1, crafting your target audience. Crafting precise ICPs and buyer personas is the foundation of any successful demand generation strategy. When you know exactly who your ideal customers are and what drives the individuals making decisions, you equip your marketing and sales teams with the insights they need to create targeted, effective campaigns. These profiles will be the compass that guides every demand generation effort, helping you reach the right people with the right message at the right time. Setting clear, impactful goals is the bedrock of any successful demand generation strategy. By aligning your goals with your business objectives, defining SMART goals, customizing KPIs, and establishing a robust reporting framework, you create a solid foundation for growth. Cross-functional synergy is a must if you want to create a seamless, effective demand generation strategy. By aligning sales, marketing, and customer success around shared goals, establishing continuous feedback loops, and collaborating on campaigns, you can create a unified approach that not only drives growth, but also enhances customer satisfaction. You've probably heard it before. Know your audience. It's a simple statement, but it carries massive weight in the world of demand generation. As Chris Walker says, knowing your audience is the first step in crafting a message that resonates and drives action. The truth is, without a deep understanding of who you're trying to reach, even the best marketing campaigns will fall flat. For service agencies, consulting firms, and SaaS companies, getting crystal clear on your ideal customer profiles, ICPs, and buyer personas can be the difference between a campaign that fizzles out and one that sparks real engagement. This isn't just a box to check, it's the foundation for everything that follows. Let's dive in. Understanding ideal customer profiles, ICPs versus buyer personas. Before we start, let's clear up any confusion between ICPs and buyer personas. They may sound similar, but they serve different purposes. Ideal customer profile, ICP. This is all about the company. An ICP defines the type of business that's a perfect fit for your product or service. Think big picture. Industry, company size, revenue, location, and even the tech stack they use. For SaaS companies, this might mean companies of a specific size more likely to adopt your software. For service agencies, it could focus on industries that need your expertise or are undergoing a major transformation. Buyer persona. This zooms in on the individual decision makers within those companies. It's a semi-fictional representation of the people who are going to be making the buying decisions. You're looking at their job title, responsibilities, challenges, goals, and how they typically make purchasing decisions. In other words, this helps you tailor your messaging to real people with real needs. Step-by-step guide to crafting your ICPs and buyer personas. Let's get practical. Here's a step-by-step approach to defining your ICPs and buyer personas. 1. Collect data on your current customers. The best place to start? With your existing customers. Look at the clients who are the most profitable, have the highest lifetime value, and are the easiest to work with. These are the ones you want more of, right? For SaaS companies, focus on those with the highest product adoption and retention rates. Action. Dive into your CRM and analytics tools to gather data on demographics, firmographics, purchase history, and product usage. You'll start seeing patterns that will inform your ICP too. Define your ideal customer profile, ICP. Now that you've got your data, it's time to build out your ICP. Ask yourself the following. Which industries benefit most from our product or service? What company size, employees, revenue is most likely to need what we offer? Where are these companies located? And does geography matter in their decision making? What technology do they use that complements or integrates with our offerings? Action. Create a detailed ICP document outlining the firmographic attributes of your ideal customers. This becomes your go-to resource for identifying target companies in your demand generation efforts. Example, if you're a SaaS company offering project management tools, your ICP might be mid-sized tech firms with 200 to 500 employees, generating $10 or $50 million in revenue and using platforms like Slack and Jira. Develop detailed buyer personas. Next, shift focus to the people within those ideal companies. Think of your buyer personas as the characters in your sales story. Use this framework. Job title and role. What are their official titles and what are they responsible for? Goals and challenges. What are they trying to achieve and what roadblocks do they face? buying behavior. How do they make purchasing decisions? What influences their choices? Preferred channels. Where do they go for information? Are they on LinkedIn, reading industry blogs, or attending webinars? Action. Create 3 to 4 detailed buyer personas for each ICP, focusing on the key decision makers who will play a role in the buying process. Example, for a consulting firm targeting healthcare companies, one buyer persona could be Sarah, the CIO of a mid-sized hospital network, focused on digital transformation to improve patient outcomes and streamline operations. 4. Validate and refine your profiles. Once you've drafted your ICPs and buyer personas, don't keep them in a vacuum. Share them with your sales and customer success teams. They're the ones on the front lines with real customers and can offer valuable feedback. Action. Make it a habit to revisit and refine these profiles as your market evolves and new data rolls in. Staying aligned with the changing needs of your audience ensures your demand generation efforts hit the mark every time. Practical application in demand generation. With your ICPs and buyer personas locked in, it's time to put them to work. Here's how. Targeted content creation. Develop content that speaks directly to the pain points and goals of your buyer personas. Think case studies, white papers, blog posts, anything that shows you understand their challenges and provide real solutions. Personalized campaigns. Use your buyer personas to tailor email marketing, paid ads, and social media outreach. Personalized messaging doesn't just feel more relevant, it's more likely to drive engagement. Sales alignment. Make sure your sales team is using these profiles to prioritize leads and personalize their outreach. This alignment between marketing and sales boosts your chances of turning leads into customers.